love compost.
And what do you? What would you use if you had something and you want? You would stretch it around a bunch of maps to hold them together.
Rubber band.
And if you had just a few sheets of information, what might you use to?
Staple them.
All right. Or if you didn't want to staple them, you might use
clipboard.
Clipboard or just a little piece of metal would be.
Gym clip.
All right. And where do you keep your spare tire?
In the trunk.
What do you call that thing you mash down on your when you want to give the car some gas?
Foot feed.
All right, good. Now, there are all different kinds of gear shifts. And what we want to do is get some distinctions between the different kinds. What do you call the gear shift on a car that it has an automatic?
Just a gear shift.
All right. And if you have an old-fashioned floor shift, what do you call that?
Well, it's three on the floor and four on the floor.
All right.
Five on the floor.
All right. Do you make any distinction between the old-fashioned kind and the newer ones?
One's on the steering wheel and on the steering column. The other's on the floor.
But in some of the new cars, they also have the ones.
Yeah, they have one automatic. They have automatic on the floor. Uh-huh. The change you can change or you put it in drive and it'll. I can't see the economy of it or the to have automatic where you stick on the floor and it's more convenient with it on the steering column.
Yeah.
But the young ones like that. So.
What do you call the little places where you're forced to slow down if you go through, an apartment complex with a winding street and they have these bumps in the road? What do you call those?
Speed bumps, traffic bumps.
All right. Now, here's one I think you will be able to answer. What different kinds of cars, trucks, and aircraft are used by local fire and police departments?
Well,
let's start with the fire department. Now, what are some of the different kinds of vehicles specific?
Well, they have different size pumpers, anywhere from 250 gallons per minute pumper with a pump on it. What they call a 250 pump is can be on the front end of the truck or in the what they call midship of the pump. Or truck on up to 1,500 gallons a minute pumps.
Mm-hmm.
And with a 500 gallon tank or a 1,000 gallon tank, 250 tank on a water tank that they carry with them. And they have a light truck, an aerial truck, and a snorkel truck.
Okay, a light truck is what? Does that just
carries lights of all different size lights on it. Not many places. I don't know. A place like Atlanta has a light truck, what they call a light truck, and it carries big floodlights on it, whether they floodlight a building or small hand lights, things like that. But it carries a big generator on it. This is the biggest thing on it is a big generator that the more lights you use, the faster it runs, the more generating power it runs.
And what was the, you named another kind of truck. You said
a ladder truck and a snorkel pump truck.
Okay, now what's the snorkel?
A ladder truck has all the, well, a snorkel has ladders on it too, but the ladder truck has an extension ladder on it. And Atlanta just got a new one, 150 foot aerial. They call it aerial truck instead of a ladder truck.
Mm-hmm.
They have anything from 75 on up to 150
mm-hmm.
foot ladder truck. A snorkel, I think 85 is the highest they go. It has a bucket on it.